Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, they're not just games, they're lessons in physics. Plus, I work, now works better.
Educator Fraser Spears talks about iPads in the classroom.
All that plus app caps for pirates, maybe. No, I didn't mean that.
No!
On iPad Today.
This episode of iPad Today is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad Today. And by Carbonite. Backing up the files on your PC or Mac is safe and easy. With Carbonite, for a free trial plus 2 free months with purchase, go to Carbonite.com. Offer iPad Today. And by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to publish a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account, go to Squarespace.com/iPad Today.
Yes, it's iPad Today, episode 12.
And we be bouncing.
We're easier by the dozen.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're cheaper by the dozen,
oh, yeah,
too.
Cheaper, not easier. That's something else. Hello, Sarah. Well, that's the story of the Mustang
Hi,
Ranch.
Hi, Leo. Speaking of cheaper by the dozen,
yes.
I heard Steve Martin is a fan of ours. And I'm saying ours because actually he's a fan of yours, so I like to think that maybe he knows I exist.
I don't know how it works in social media. Steve Martin, the great comic.
Yes.
Guy who hosted the Oscars with Alec Baldwin. He did a movie called It's Complicated with Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin. I mean, he's one of my favorite people. He's also a playwright and
a novelist.
Really great novelist.
Short story guy.
Shop Girl. His memoir, which is one of my favorite books, just came out called Born Standing Up. So I got he joined Twitter last week, and I think we mentioned it on one of the shows. His Twitter handle is Steve Martin to Go.
He also uses an iPad, and we showed a clip from it.
Yeah,
playing with his bluegrass band.
Right. In fact, I think it was his bluegrass band that got him into it, because I noticed they're the first people he followed.
Yes.
So I followed him, and I got a direct message last night that said... what did it say? Something like, I should probably...
I'm a fan.
Yeah,
especially of iPad Today.
Yeah,
you tell
love that
co-host
Sarah Lane.
Of yours never
She's
to
fantastic.
Shut up.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it says, great admirer of yours, Leo. No need to respond, which I took to mean, really, let's not get in a conversation about this. But I was very flattered. And then I was thinking, well, maybe, Steve Martin, like a lot of people, probably has somebody who does this. There's probably some guy, some geek.
If you read his stream, it really seems like him.
It's him. He's writing. It's comic.
Yeah.
And then I looked at who he's following. There's no social media experts in there. Usually that's what they do.
You know, I'm not following him because I'm just not on the ball. So maybe that's the only reason he hasn't DM'd me.
They can't DM you.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, one of my favorite movies in the entire world.
You know what I just realized?
It doesn't get funnier than that. What?
What if, this could be very embarrassing, what if he sent that to everybody who followed him?
Oh.
Like, great admirer of yours, no need to respond. Like, he sent that to all 128,000 people that follow him.
That would be very time consuming.
It would. And he did put my actual name in it.
I think he is an admirer of yours. Ours.
I'd like to. I prefer.
By
proxy. Ours. I prefer to think.
It's the royal we.
Us. He follows us.
Thank you so much for following us.
Well, that's exciting.
We're excited because today we're going to show you some physics apps.
Yeah. In fact, our viewer named Marcy wrote in with a long list of, she was inspired after Angry Birds. You showed off Angry Birds last week.
I even said this is really just a simple
physics game. So, no. Means it's a game where you're playing with sort of spatial relationships. And she had a host of really great physics game suggestions, two of which I'm going to show off today because... As we know, I'm not a huge gamer on the iPad. Well, I'm not a huge gamer in general, but certainly not on the iPad. I just like it for other stuff. But I've really gotten into physics games because there's that math element.
Yeah, it's like playing... You play pool, I think. It's kind of like pool.
Well, I'm not good at it, but yes, it's the same reason that I like pool.
Right.
It's like you make the perfect triangle, and it just works.
So just to recap, this is Angry Birds. You're a bird. You're trying to squish the pigs, and you fire yourself from a catapult, so you have to understand... ballistics. You have to understand the physics of what happens. You have to play better than that. So you get the idea.
By the way, it's worth mentioning that after last week's demo of Angry Birds, where you and I kind of laughed at why the birds were so angry, we got a host of emails saying, the birds are angry because the pigs stole the birds' eggs.
They ate their bacon, yeah.
So, sorry about that. We will pay more attention to the premise of these most exceptional games in the future.
The funny thing is that, really, the pigs are the right to be angry at this point because the birds just keep shooting themselves at them. So this is a physics game in the sense that it's kind of has to have some simulation. It has to have ballistics. You know, you have to kind of understand what the materials are, what the effects of different birds on the materials will be, things like that. So there, that's where the physics comes in.
Yeah, the game itself is kind of just wrapping around.
It's a pretty simple game.
Physics,
but fun. There's something about physics. You know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's that it's real world. And so it feels more, even though it's a cartoon game, it feels more like I'm involved in the real world out there.
Right. It's like geometric. You're putting together little puzzles.
So thanks, Marcy. She gave us some really good suggestions.
She gave us some great suggestions. In fact, are you already plugged in? Do you want to hand me the...
oh, yeah. The audio on this is so pretty. We got to give you the plug on this because the audio sounds
so good. The
first
game I want to show off, and I think... Oh, gosh.
Sarah's plugging in the audio so we can hear it.
I'm plugging in the audio.
This is about a baby dinosaur.
Yes, it's called Arriving HD. And for some reason, my only gripe is that it won't rotate. So you got to play it a certain way. And so it doesn't...
They'll fix that.
Oh my gosh, that's loud, isn't it?
That's good. Can you turn your audio down a little bit on your Mac?
Yeah.
On your iPad, I should say. It's at the side there, but I don't know if you can feel it. There it is, yeah.
How's that?
That's better.
Better? Maybe down even a little more. So the premise behind this really adorable game is that there was a baby dinosaur that never hatched. So the baby dinosaur never got to experience the beautiful world, but also didn't die with the rest of the dinosaurs. So the point is that what you want to do is...
are you trying to get home?
You're trying to break the egg.
The dinosaur's in
the egg, and you have to gain enough power in order to get through. So
this is the opposite of Angry Birds.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very simple concept, but it's very beautiful. So, for example, this is like the easiest level. So I'll just show you. What you do is you draw yourself a shape. Whoops. You have to make sure that they cross.
Careful on the glare there.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I got to get you one of those glare. Oh, you went the wrong way.
I did go the wrong way. Here, let's start it again.
So you draw objects that drop from the sky.
Right.
And hit the egg and convince it to go in a certain direction.
That's right. So, for example, here we go. So this egg now is rolling towards the target.
Very slowly.
Not very slowly because I hit it at a weird angle.
But that's okay.
Of course, during the show, I actually got really good at this.
Well, you're like Ginger Rogers. You're doing it upside down and backwards.
Yeah. So then the next level, see, this is where things start to get kind of interesting because now what I can do is draw myself a line.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then draw myself a shape.
So you're making a platform for it.
That's right.
It's a very pretty game. I like the music, although I guess it would get...
You can turn off
after
the music.
A while, you can turn it off.
Come on. See, now I'm dead. I'm dead.
What if you drew the line
after
you hit the rock?
You can't. You got to set it up before. Well, you can, actually. You can. Here, let me just do it one more time.
This reminds me of...
I've actually gotten really good at this, and I don't want you guys to think I'm stupid.
There's a touch physics that was for the iPhone that Alex Lindsay loved. It was similar, but this is much better graphics.
Crying out loud. You guys, okay. Well, I don't want to spend too much time on that. You get the idea. It's okay. You know what?
You stink.
You stink. Literally.
Now I get to mock you after all the mocking I got with Angry Birds.
No, it's true. You get the idea. I'm somehow failing under pressure here.
No, yeah, it's very hard to play a game. But I should never say you stink because I will get mine.
You get the idea, and that's the point of this. By the way, if you want to turn off the music, if this is kind of like too cutesy for you, you can do that. What you can also do, I didn't show you, but within the game when you're playing it, in the lower left-hand corner is a little music note sign, and you can load your own music.
Oh, you can. So I like games that even without having 4.2, let me try, okay?
Oh, fine.
Let me just try.
Okay.
Let me just see. Now you got me.
I see. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Somebody wants to show somebody up, and I think we all know who that somebody is.
Whoops.
I know.
See, I think you can draw. Let me just see. But I think you can draw.
You can.
After the fact.
Well, you know what? You can't. There you go. Well, you can,
That's really slow.
Well, now, draw quick. You're going to roll off the edge.
No.
Draw.
No, now you do it.
Oh. You know what? You're a big show off.
Big show off.
That was mean.
No, that's good, though. That's good. See, that's a much better... I was all... Anyway.
It's because I played a lot of touch physics where you do the same thing. Now, I have a similar game that's Physics HD.
Okay.
Again, doesn't rotate. You can only show this game in portrait mode. So I'm going to turn my
around. You want the audio?
Yeah, you know, you don't really... Like, okay, I'll plug in, but there's not... It's again, I don't know why, but these guys all do spacey music. Like, somehow that's the way to do it. So this is Finger Physics HD. And kind of like Angry Birds, you have many levels you can play. Looks like this is this the next one I have to do? All right, I haven't done this one, so you're going to be able to mock
me. So this is called Finger Physics. It's 99 cents. By the way, Arriving HD is $2.99, so this is a little bit more reasonable.
There's a couple of different games. In this case, is this Finger Physics? Is it?
You don't even know what you're playing.
In this case, you have to build... up to the line. So there's different games. There's stuff like moving the egg, like yours. Mm-hmm. And this one, I'm building a building that's stable, and it has to stay stable for a certain amount of time. So they give you the pieces. This is actually pretty. Whoa.
You know what this is, Leo?
What?
This is Tetris.
Oh, it's kind of like Tetris.
I love that. I love shapes that fit together.
So,
well, guess who isn't that good at Finger Physics?
Well, I did that on purpose because I didn't want you to feel bad.
Okay.
That actually was a pretty...
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That was a pretty easy level.
You're leveling the playing field, are you?
Yeah. This supports OpenFaint, which is one of those gaming things, you know, like Apple's gaming...
Can play with other folks online.
No, your score gets published and stuff like that.
I see.
So play with other folks online.
It's a social network for games.
Well, I think I did another... Oh, no, this is okay. So this is another kind of level where you're kind of trying to get this egg to fall into this basket by tapping these things and having them fall apart. So just to give you an idea of the different... Oh, he's going the wrong way. I don't think I can save him.
Eggs?
He's going...
Eggs have become very popular. Birds and eggs are very popular.
Your turn.
So the next... physics game that I want to show you is called Cat Physics.
Tell me you throw cats, please.
You don't throw cats.
Oh, shoot.
No, Leo.
I'd like
my
that.
Goodness.
Here, do you need the audio for that?
Sure.
All right.
I sure do.
I should turn that
off. Now, I
should sounds
mention
like Jimi Hendrix
cat
arrived.
Physics is 99 cents, mm-hmm. and technically it's actually an iPhone app, but they've optimized the graphics. So when you go ahead and... So this is, you know, with the... Again, only goes this
again
way.
Again with the upside down.
I don't know why. So... Normally, I don't want to recommend apps that look crappy on the iPad, but the graphics actually look good enough, and there's cats involved, so I decided to just go with it. So let's go into level 6 here, and what you do is you've got two cats. One cat's got a ball and wants to give it to the other ball. So what you're doing is you're arranging your arrows. So
there's something about games like this that are very soothing. They're not very hard.
Oh, they are so soothing.
Unless you get to a level that's really tricky, and then it's just frustrating. But there's something about them. I just kind of enjoy these kinds of
games. So, for example, here, I'll just show you kind of what I've set up. I'm trying to tell the ball where to go with the arrows. So it's a lot of trial and error.
Oh, wow. Now, so there's ballistics in this one as well.
Yeah. So what I know is that it went up way too far. Well, shoot.
You need to get that last arrow at the end there.
Oh, yeah. I've got to hit the wind.
Oh, the wind is involved.
This is a toughie, actually.
I like the...
Go. Give it. This sucks.
Can you put one down below?
There we go. See, look.
Look at that. How'd you do that?
He actually didn't get... because I hit the wind and it went...
It's
almost like a little wormhole.
Oh.
But I went too fast. Too hard.
Yeah.
Okay, get it.
Catch
Yay!
It. Yay! Kitty cats.
You get the idea. It's a very silly game.
I like that game. That looks like a lot of fun. And you know, it looks fine on the iPad.
It totally does.
Yeah.
And a lot of these games don't. So Cat Physics... It's easy. I actually, you know, the levels get harder and more challenging. The first level's a lot easier than that, and that is also not that hard. But it's a fun time waster, and the cats say they do meow and stuff like that. So what's not to like? It's a dollar.
And finally, mine is another puzzle game that is perhaps similar to these, except it's more manly.
Oh, it's for a manly physics guy.
Well, it's less cuddly. Okay. Now, Enigmo was a great one of the... launch apps available on the iPhone. Love it. Still available for the iPhone. They've got Enigma 2. Pangea has been making, of course, great games for the Macintosh and the iPad for years. It is a physics puzzle game. I haven't gotten very far. I'm only at to level 6 because it's actually pretty challenging. I played Enigma 1 almost all the way through. You're in a weird, spacey universe. At the bottom, these are the tools you can use, and there are a variety of different tools, although you don't always get this, the full palette. Your goal is it varies on each level. This is really a nice implementation of the iPad. I can use two fingers to change the angle. So I can really take a look at what I'm doing. Of course, pinch and zoom to go in and stuff. The idea is to get the water droplets into here from here, and then you'll get a laser beam that'll come out of there, and you got to get into there. And it really is quite challenging because you only have a couple of different tools to do it. In fact, this one took me a while to solve.
It's intimidating a little bit at first glance.
It is. And when I say manly, it's in the sense that it's kind of cold and spacey. It's not the right. Cuddly kitty cat thing. That's all
I mean.
You know,
Leo, I don't want to mention any names, but I think I know a few manly men who like cuddly kitty cats, too.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I actually like cuddly kitty cats, too.
Well, Ozzy might as well be a cuddly kitty cat.
My dog is a cat. So now I've got them going up there, and I'm going to use another device probably to guide them a little bit. This is kind of cool. This is a gravity ball that it will, well, now it's a black hole, but it can also steer the, you can use this to steer drops around it. You see the controls, I can rotate it. So it's quite a challenging puzzle game, and there's quite a few levels. There's not a lot of help. You have to figure this out. And this, one of the reasons I found out about this is because, not on the iPad yet, but on the iPhone, Enigma 2 supports the new Apple Game Center. What does Apple call their gaming thing?
They're Ping.
No, not for the iTunes. For the iPhone, I've forgotten a chat room. What is the name of the
game? Yeah. Isn't it Game Center?
Game Center, thank you.
Yeah, well, I think you said that.
Yeah, Game Center. So this is a Game Center game. It will be as soon as 4.2 comes out for the iPad. But since Game Center is not on the iPad, but it is on the iPhone, so you can play Game Center. You know, there aren't that many Game Center games. Mm. This came out. This is brand new when Game Center came out, and I have to say, I loved Enigma 1, and I think you'll like Enigma 2. Also, very similar in the sense that it is a physics game with puzzles. We like those. Those are a lot of fun. There were a lot of games like in this category. It's hard to pick just a few.
There are so many.
Yeah.
We covered four that we liked, but
there's
boy,
Jelly
the
Car.
List goes on
there's
and on.
Finger. Well, I did Finger Physics. There's Crayon Physics. There's quite a few. I like Crayon Physics because it looks like it's somebody drew it,
nice.
Which is kind of fun. So there's your
Enigma
there's your
2,
category.
Also $2.99. So mm-hmm. We've got a couple dollar apps in there for you and a couple $2.99s. I really like Arriving. I obviously am very bad at it.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And I like the music.
Well, and I like the little premise, a little dinosaur. I haven't seen him yet, but hopefully I'll get good enough.
It's funny. So you did the cuddly games.
I did the cuddly
kind of
games.
The more, less, you know, more mechanical games of this.
Well,
stuff.
I think that's how you can draw me in. You say, no, there's cats involved, and they give each other little balls. And I go, okay.
I was really
like a fun game.
Hoping that, in fact, you launched cats.
No.
Like you do birds.
Not this time.
Somebody would do angry cats, it would sell very well. Wouldn't that sell well? It would sell really well.
I think so.
It would sell really, really well.
Well, you know, get your aggression out on the angry cats in the game. That's fine. Just
if you want links to all the apps we mentioned, you can find them where, Sarah Lane?
At twit.tv/IPT. It's where we have all of our show notes on all of our apps and everything else that we mentioned too, links and such. You can also watch our past episodes there, subscribe to future ones. Everything's at twit.tv/IPT. And a quick reminder that if you're not watching us live, if you are watching us live, you already know this, but if you're not, we shoot the show live every Thursday at around 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. You're a little late today. Sometimes that happens. But if you want to check us out live, you always can do that. You're always welcome. And you can chat in our chat room as well. And if you got app ideas of your own, like our viewer Marcy, who inspired this week's theme app of physics, you can shoot us an email at iPadToday@twit.tv.
Very, very cool. This show brought to you today by our good friends at Audible.com. I'm a big Audible fan. I know you listen to Audible books. Do you listen to? I think you listen to Audible
books. I've started to because of the commute.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
If you have any time in the car, if you go to the gym, if you work around the house, if you garden, if there's any time that you have in your life where you want to read but you can't hold a book, Audible is great. Works on the iPad beautifully. Works on, of course, all the other Apple devices. Also on Zoom, Kindle. A lot of GPS devices. It's just a really great way to get a lot of reading done. If you go to audiblepodcast.com, thank you, slash iPad today, you can take a look at audible.com and all the wonderful stuff that they're offering, including Hello Kitty Must Die.
What in the?
Who's calling me? Where's that coming from?
Calling you.
I don't know. That was interesting. I said, Hello Kitty Must Die, and my phone started ringing.
Hello Kitty says, excuse me.
Excuse me. I just noticed this on the front
page.
What's
up with the cat bashing?
I just had to do it. Equal parts Sex and the City and Natural Born Killers. This book is angry, passionate, and hilarious.
What?
I don't know. I've never heard of this one, but there's a lot of great books in here. How about this? The White House Diary by Jimmy Carter. He just released this. These are diaries that he wrote in the White House. It's a really long book, 23 hours. You could get this for free.
I think, and he narrates it himself.
He and Boyd Gaines. Anyway. Boyd's a reader, but so there's an introduction by Jimmy, but Boyd Gaines narrates it. He talks about his hemorrhoids and more. No, actually,
well,
it's fascinating.
I always wanted to know. So I'm
it's
glad.
Actually fascinating to hear.
They always are.
What's going on in the White House from a sitting president behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Choke, What the Secrets of the Brain Reveal About Getting It Right When You Have To.
That sounds like something Kiki would like.
Yeah.
Brain stuff.
Yeah. Of course, we all choke from time to time. This is about why you choke and what you can do about it. This is just an example of all the great books. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. And get a free book. You'll be signing up for the Gold account. That's a book a month. First month is free. Your book is yours to keep forever. You can cancel at any time. And I think there are so many wonderful books to choose from. At last count, almost
8,000.
Yeah, I think it's almost 80,000 now.
It's
really
it's
remarkable.
It's almost everything you'd ever want. You know what I like to do is I like to take long walks. I'm kind of not doing the gym lately. So I like to walk for, you know, an
Perfect.
Hour. And it's the greatest way to kind of... You're getting lost in your thoughts in a completely different way than
you
if you're just listening
go,
to music.
I work out longer and more because I have Audible and I don't want to stop.
It's a great way to combine exercise and reading a book.
Audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. Give it a try today. Your first book is free. I just finished, speaking of cats, it's really a theme here. I just finished Jonathan Franzen's new novel, Freedom. I just finished it literally.
And?
Well, it's very anti-cat.
It is?
Yeah.
Is there... violence against cats?
No.
Okay.
And no cats die, but it's interesting because it's a very political book. It's not supposed to be political. It's just a novel.
Right.
I think
I love the corrections.
Well, if you love the corrections, you'll love this.
It was one of the best books I've ever read.
Me too.
Okay.
You will love Freedom.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really, and it's on Audible. That's where I got it, and I just love it. And it's you know, he's so insightful about people, their emotions, why they do what they do. Mm-hmm. He really gets into their heads. But one of the characters is a conservationist who points out, I think this is Jonathan Franzen's own issue, that cats kill tens of millions of songbirds every year in the mm-hmm. U.S. So he's not against cats, he's just saying keep them inside.
Well, cats are, they're predators.
They're predators.
They
like birds.
They eat meat.
So
my cats don't kill any songbirds because they stay
indoors.
They're
indoor cats, so you don't have to worry.
But I feed them meat every day.
Yeah.
So
he goes around to his neighbors and passes out kitty bibs. That keep them from pouncing, little polyurethane bibs that keep them from pouncing. It's a funny image. I don't think I'm spoiling anything to tell you that part.
No, I don't know what the book's about.
If you read the corrections, if you like Jonathan Franzen, it was on the cover of Time magazine.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, this is your next Audible read. It's fantastic.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm glad you reminded me, actually.
Wonderfully read. Well, you know what I do when a new book comes out and I want to read? Go to Audible first. If it's not there, I go to Amazon, see if it's on the Kindle. If it's not there, finally, I will actually buy a copy of the book, but it's the last resort.
Yeah.
Last resort.
Isn't that funny how we all have our, it's the order
preferred,
of doing things.
Preferred media.
Yeah, where before it was just, you go to the bookstore. That's the only thing you could do.
Right. All right, moving along.
Should we call our guest?
Yeah, I'd love to. Who is our guest?
Let's do Fraser Spears, who some of you may know from his many internet projects.
I sure know that name.
ConnectedFlow.com.
Oh, yeah.
Is
I
a
use
great
his
way.
Stuff.
You know what? The first experience I had with Fraser before I knew the man was the Flickr export plugin for iPhoto, because I had to get a bunch of pictures
That's
out of
what
iPhoto.
I use. That's where I heard of him, too.
He made that. In fact, he also made a variety of iPhone apps and... somewhat famously decided he didn't want to be part of the App Store experience some time ago because of their rules and regulations that were somewhat erratic. and has recently kind of come back into the fray and has an iPad app and as well called Viewfinder.
Fraser Spears, welcome to iPad Today. It's great to see you today.
He's all the way from
Scotland. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, he's got great bandwidth in Scotland. We're so jealous of you.
I know. Fraser. Look at that connection. You look amazing.
What is it? What is it? What is your bandwidth there?
It's supposed to be 50 megabits.
50
it's
up?
It's not always that, but 50 down 50 and down. About 10 up, I think.
Oh, man.
I know. Doesn't that look good?
Yeah. Yeah. And can I ask how much you pay for it? 50 down?
We have it combined with our phone service, so it's about £50 per month.
That's a lot, but the phone service is included, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't take the phone service, they charge you more money for the broadband, so it doesn't.
Whereabouts in Scotland are you, Fraser?
So I'm in a town called Greenock, which is near Glasgow, down the river from Glasgow a little bit.
We're going to Scotland next summer, the family. Maybe we'll stop by. Yeah. We're going to go to Fife, County Fife, to visit St. Andrews, because that's where the family is from. And we're going to go to, of course, Edinburgh. But I'm really looking forward to it. Maybe we can get to Glasgow as well.
Yeah, come on over.
So besides doing Connected Flow, and by the way, thank you for that plug-in. For iPhoto, really
like
fantastic. Yeah, a must have. You are also a teacher. What do you teach?
I teach computing. My background is in computer science. I have a degree in software engineering and a degree in computer science from Glasgow University. And after I graduated there, I worked in the physics department at Glasgow on the software side of the Large Hadron Collider project.
Oh, how fun!
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
That was my first job out of university. Was I was what they called the technical coordinator. So there was Glasgow University, Edinburgh University, and the University of Durham in the north of England. And we were all in an organization called ScotGrid. And I was the person who kind of was the coordinator of those three sites.
So, Fraser, we wanted to have you on the show because you happen to be in the middle of a very interesting experiment where iPads have taken over your classroom. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, what we've done is we are, as far as I know, the first school anywhere in the world to deploy the iPad from our earliest years up to our oldest pupils. Every single pupil in the school has a named iPad that is theirs, at least assigned to them, shall we say. They still belong to the school. We're not giving them away. But what's unusual about this technology deployment as opposed to many others in other schools is that we're doing this out of our normal budget, whereas what commonly happens in some schools is that they'll find a sort of magic pot of money and they'll buy a bunch of computers, but there's no kind of planning for the fourth year of that deployment and the fifth year and so on. So what we're doing is we're trying to make it a standard part of our equipment the same way we would buy and replenish tables, chairs,
and iPads.
And iPads.
Are you replacing school books with the iPads? Are there textbooks coming on the iPads?
In some cases, yes. The way that it's working is that we're not trying to be too prescriptive about what the iPad is for, because there have been a lot of studies done that show that if you buy computers and you say these are for, let's say, video editing, right? Then people buy a video editing suite for schools. And then all of those computers are ever used for is video editing.
Right.
If nobody wants to edit video, then they just sit unused.
Right.
So I was very clear when we started this that we're not going to say that iPads are for, they're a textbook replacement, because then that's all Andy would do with them.
Right.
We just said, here are some iPads. You teachers go figure out what you're going to do with this. And we've just gone from there.
I'm sure the students love this idea. How are the teachers taking to it?
Oh, the teachers are loving it too. what we're finding is that teacher productivity, if you like, which is kind of a term that's not normally used, but teachers are finding that their workload is not reduced as such, but it's much smoother. So, for example, email has gone from this occasional thing that we would maybe use to the absolute lingua franca of all communication between staff, and also quite a lot of staff to pupil as well. So, for example, homework will be emailed to the class, as well as discussed in class as well. But records of homework that's been set will be emailed and so on. And then pupils will also submit work back to the teacher via email as well. which is fantastic.
Now, Fraser, if I understand this correctly, these iPads are being leased from an Apple store. Is that correct? You haven't... This is... It's almost like a bit of a proof of concept.
Yes, we... We worked through the Apple store in Glasgow, which the business team there are very good, and I've had a relationship with them for some time. And we just went through, it's just through the standard Apple finance procedures that any business would use to lease equipment from Apple.
So this is the first year you've done this. So it's probably too early to say whether it's a success or not.
Well, what's nice about what Fraser's been doing is he's been documenting the experience really extensively. If you go to spears.org in the iPad Project tags, if you search by those tags, there's a lot of really interesting stories, Fraser, that you've already brought to light, such
this
as...
This is great. This is great for teachers who want to think about this to see what's
exactly,
what works
and what
doesn't.
What are the challenges? What are the things that are starting to come up? Things that the iPad is missing? One of the stories that you told that I thought was so interesting is how much the iPad has made all other devices with inadequate battery life obsolete.
This is the battery life is more revolutionary than anything else about the
Isn't
iPad.
That funny? Do you find that this replaced laptops? I mean, had you used laptops in the past?
Yeah, we had these 12 MacBooks. And they were connected to our managed client system for Mac OS X, and they worked okay, but there were issues with home directory syncing and things that we never quite worked out.
Fraser, great to talk to you. Fraser Spears blogs about all of this at his website, which is Spears, SPEIRS.org.
You can also see a lot of his projects, past and future, connectedflow.com.
Great stuff, iPhone apps. The thing that introduced us to Fraser, which was Flickr Export for iPhoto, still available, ready for Snow Leopard. He's also got Aperture and Final Cut exporters.
And keep track of his classroom projects. Which you can as well.
Yeah.
Go to the iPad Project tags, stories on spears.org.
Fraser, thank you so much. Good luck with the project. We'll check in again toward the end of the school year and find out how it's been going.
Figure out all the things that they didn't know would crop up that did.
Thank you, Fraser.
Take care, Fraser.
Okay.
Fraser Spears, connectedflow.org. That's, it's funny because I was... My kids' school, which is a private school, they give them laptops.
You can see some similarities.
Yeah, they give them laptops. And we really looked at, would the iPad be a replacement? And I didn't have the guts to pull the trigger, but this blog will actually help me make the case for it perhaps next year. Certainly a lot cheaper than a laptop. And it eliminates some of the issues laptops raise of distractions. There's no, the instant messaging on the laptop and the Skype and so forth can sometimes be a bit of an issue.
Well, you can instant message on an iPad too, I know.
Not as easily, and it's not in the background. So when you're working on something, that's it. Of course, that's going to change, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, another thing about Fraser's school is, like he mentioned, it's a private school. It's small, 10 kids per class on average.
Yeah, that's
so
like my kids.
This is the kind of class where a teacher can make sure that no one's trolling on Facebook.
Right.
And, you got 30 kids in a class, and it gets a lot more unruly, or there's the potential to be more unruly.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Speaking of new stuff on iPad, iWork. iWork's been updated.
This is exciting. We'll do this quickly because we have to move on, but... do check it out. It's the first update since iWork came out, which is with Pages, Keynote, and Numbers, and some really big improvements in terms of where you can get the files from. Finally, it supports Mobile Me, WebDAV.
You can export
almost anywhere.
Like PowerPoint, Excel.
Oh, yeah. It supports
Word
Microsoft's
Docs,
products
which was
as well.
Something that, if people use the Word Suite.
Yeah, only Pages could do that before, but now Numbers and Keynote can do that. So big improvement. I'm sure you'll get that probably automatically. Any other stories? Do we want to talk about this guy who tracked his
kind of a silly story that just goes to show you that, we're not telling you to buy Mobile Me, but Mobile Me really works as iPad insurance. I'll tell you this story. This guy was on a flight with his wife and his new baby. All of a sudden, they get to their destination. I think they live in Seattle. iPad's gone. They don't know where it went. They don't know at what point it went away. So he goes ahead and launches the Find My iPhone,
which
you can also use for your iPad. Turns out the iPad is sitting on a runway in Florida. He can see it on a map. I think it's Miami Airport or something. And goes ahead and calls Southwest. That was the the airline that he was flying, Southwest agent sort of goes above and beyond the call of duty as he sees the iPad is moving. Turns out it was a Southwest employee who has got the iPad at home with him, who's since been let go from the company.
Because he kept it.
The iPad's been returned.
That's awesome. You know, I use this all the time. It's a free program once you have Mobile Me.
Yes.
It's called Find My iPhone. You can do it on the website, but there are iPad and iPhone apps. This is the iPad version of it. You could see that everybody in my family has iPhones, so I could see where Abby, my daughter, is at college. I could see where Henry is. That's Henry's old phone, which his friend has. He should rename it. Where's my wife's iPhone?
There's like little family microchips.
It's like Harry Potter. You always know where everybody is. And I will confess, as long as Abby and Henry aren't listening, that from time to time, we will just see if Abby's in class, if she's in her dorm, where she is exactly.
Oh my gosh, you are the nosiest parents ever.
This is not...
Although this is very smart.
It's not a good thing to have.
No.
But I have to say...
She'd be so mad at you.
Yeah, so...
Why are you spying on me, Dad?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to bring my iPad to class anymore.
I know, it's not good. Let's see if Henry's in school. He should be. It's a school
Looks
time
like.
Right now. We turn on the satellite, by the way. You can even see the buildings, which is kind of cool. Oh, yeah, he's right there.
Oh, good. What a good kid.
He's in class.
What a good kid. Wouldn't it have been a little awkward if he was at the beach out at
Bolinas? The show would be over and I would be on my way. use it only in emergencies. You don't want to spy on your family that way. But I tell you, I keep this on all of our stuff because they get lost. And this is a great way. You can always figure out where it is. You can also erase the data. You can emit a piercing noise or send a text message to it saying, hey, I'm looking for you. Where are you? So
yeah.
I think this is a really nice feature.
It's great. And Mobile Me it's $100 a year. So
you could get it on Amazon for $79.
That's true. Actually, I was in the Apple store recently buying the new MacBook and they were having a sale for, I think it was $69 for a year.
Really? Oh, that's a good deal.
Mobile Me is good because you can sync all your, you know, your iCal entries and it's good for things other than this. But I tell you, it's the best insurance, especially for the poor guy who had the brand new iPad and new family and probably not getting enough sleep. He didn't know where it was. And it wasn't his fault. Somebody stole the darn thing and he got it back. So
our app cap coming up in just a little bit. We've got some good picks. In fact, there's breaking news. A new app just came out. Dan Hendricks in our chat room told me about it. I'll show that as well as my other app cap. But before we go on, I want to mention that this portion of iPad Today is brought to you by our good friends at Carbonite. Carbonite is backup done right. They don't as yet have an iPad Carbonite, but you can use your iPad to look at your files, and that's kind of interesting. So here's the deal. Carbonite is off-site backup for your Mac or your Windows computer. It's $55 a year for unlimited backup, unlimited personal files on your internal drive, which means you don't have to think about, well, how much do I have? It's just always backing up. And here's the best part. If you lose your computer, if you lose your laptop, or there's a fire and you lose everything, you can go on any other computer and get your data back. You can log on anywhere. You can get online and get your data back.
It's peace of mind.
And there's an iPhone app, which works fine on the iPad, and there's a BlackBerry app as well. Those are free. So you can always check it out and find your stuff. I am a big fan, and I highly encourage anybody who's interested to visit Carbonite.com. If you use the special offer code we've got for you, which is, what is it, Sarah?
iPad Today.
Well, that was an easy one.
Of course.
iPad Today. You can get 2 weeks free, and then you can also get 2 months free when you decide to buy. So it's a particularly good deal. iPad
Today
at Carbonite.com. Give it a try. We think you'll like it very much.
We wanted to send a quick thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
But a special thank you to one Captain Rich Calderon, who is a big iPad Today fan. He is a pilot for United Airlines. Anyway, he sent us a bunch of travel vouchers on United. And I got to say, it was so unnecessary, but appreciated. And we just want to thank him for being so cool.
Yeah, he probably listens. He probably listens to this show while he's flying hither and thither.
There you go.
Around and about.
Captain Rich.
Captain
just chilling.
Rich.
In the interest of time, we'll save a couple of our emails and videos for next week. But we do want to remind you that we want to hear from you.
Yes, we do.
You don't have to send us gifts in order to be featured on iPad Today. No, sir or madam. Write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail. The number is 707. That's
our
Sonoma
number.
Sonoma County.
Yeah.
757-504-iPad. Or for extra points, you can send us a video. We love the videos the most because then we get to see you and match a name with a face.
And send us a picture of your cat with an iPad.
Oh yeah. So by the way, I need
to continue on our theme.
We've got to set this up because this is not just any cat. This is iPads in the Wild Feline Edition, starring Bill the Cat.
Phil the Cat.
Bill
the Cat.
Like Bloom County.
Oh, Bill the Cat. From yeah, Bloom County? He always had hairballs. Is that him?
That's who Bill's named after. Bill is 12 years old. And he weighs in at a cool 18 pounds.
Holy cow.
In Bill's human's words.
He weighs three times more than the iPad.
Bill enjoys using the in-case case, as you can see here. He loves it. It stands up nicely, stays put very well. The outside of the case is leather. Well, the inside is sort of a plush feel. There's also an elastic band on the outside for a more secure closure, but Bill rarely uses it. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Bill, it's always nice to know that the felines are also interested in this silly little device that we humans like.
I think cats love iPads.
Ah, my cats do. You know why? Because it's warm.
Really? Does your iPad get warm?
Yeah.
It gets a little hot?
Yeah.
A little toasty?
Yeah.
It was getting a little toasty in here. I had to get up. Somebody turned the heater on in here.
You did.
I did by accident.
I was like,
but it was getting a little, it's better now, isn't it? All right.
It's okay.
Hey, we're going to get our app caps in just a second. Get your app cap ready, Sarah Lane, because we are going to get our app cap picks of the week, and I have a special bonus pick. Before we do that, though, I want to thank our friends at Squarespace. They do Sarah's blog.
Yeah, they sure do.
They do Kevin Rose's blog. They do Jeff Cannata's blog.
Oh, I like him.
They do.
He's a Niners fan.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Is that his claim to fame?
Bay Area kid. Well, no, it's not his claim to fame, but that's what we share.
You share a Niners.
We share a common Niners frenzy.
You have my deepest sympathy.
Yeah, I know.
Squarespace.com, the secret behind exceptional websites. It's hosting plus the best darn software ever. The templates make it so easy to design a beautiful site. Customize it, even if you don't know any design. You don't have any CSS, but if you do know JavaScript and CSS, you can go even farther, of course. The iPhone app makes it really simple to post. Great social media integration, import and export to most blog platforms, stats, and a whole lot more. I want you to take a look at it. You can try it free. No credit card necessary. We like to do that with all of our sponsors because we know you want it. You're smart people. You
got to make sure. We're recommending it, but they can try it out.
You got to try before you buy, of course. Go to squarespace.com/iPad today. And you don't even need a credit card. You could try it out for 2 weeks free. If you decide to buy, you're going to get 10% off for the life of your site when you use the offer code iPad today. Sites start as low as $12 a month. Actually, if you buy 2 years ahead of time, $10.67 a month. And then add the additional 10% off, you're talking a great deal. We love Squarespace. We use it and we recommend it. Squarespace.com. Use the offer code iPad today to save 10% for the life of your site right now.
Thanks,
okay.
Squarespace.
Do you want to do your app cap first and then I'll do mine? Or
yeah.
Do
I don't know what your
You didn't know because it happened while...
Your bonus app is... This is all very exciting. And as a control freak, I'm a little...
I know, you hate
unsure.
That.
Unsure.
It's not in the rundown. What are we going to do?
It's not in the rundown. What will we do? My app cap award of the week goes to VLC Player, which if you haven't downloaded yet... You've got to because it's free and it's helpful.
Yeah.
So VLC Player, if you don't remember VLC Player from the olden days, it's been around for a while. In fact, I remember we would always use it when we had weird DivX.
Right. Mac and Windows.
It'll
play almost any file format.
Back on the screensavers, we were always coming across weird video formats. We could not figure out codecs, and VLC Player was usually the only thing that would run it.
It's still the same today. If you download something from a pirate site and you can't figure out how to play it, you fire up the VLC.
Exactly. So VLC is now a free iPad app, and
love
it looks pretty good.
Yep.
Now, what you have to do beforehand, I've loaded up a couple of videos with some interesting results. This first video here is an HD video I took with my flip cam. It's not that big, but VLC is kind of hiccuping. What it actually says is it warns me, hey, your iPad's probably too slow to play this movie correctly. Do you want to try anyway? And I go, yeah,
you
okay.
You need more horsepower. So
it
this
starts
isn't a codec
out beautiful.
Issue.
As you can see, I mean, the quality
good.
Is HD quality, but it can't get through it. If you go
too much resolution.
Yeah, there's too much going on there. So you've got to be cognizant of that kind of stuff, or I don't know.
And I don't know if that's a software issue. I think that's just the issue is that there's just not a lot of horsepower.
Exactly. I mean, it's the iPad issue itself. This video that I downloaded of OMG JK, which is a TechCrunch show that, you know, I watched. That looks pretty
good.
Who
is that? He looks really scruffy.
Yeah, Paris Lemon. He's, I don't know, some guy.
Just a good friend.
Just a friend. But anyway, so you get the idea that the video, it plays well. What you have to do, and it's a bit of a roundabout solution, but really obvious once you try, is you just you connect your iPad to iTunes. Within, when you click on your iPad and you click on the apps tab, VLC will show up as one of your devices that you can share
media
between. Yeah. You click that, you find the file on your laptop, and it just automatically downloads inside VLC on the iPad. Really seamless, worked out well. Like I said, results with videos may vary depending on the quality of the video. I have found a couple of artifacty is sort of, you know, the video gets a little out of sync, but it seems to be correcting itself pretty regularly. Yeah, as you can see, then you just go over here, you find a file on your computer. It's just that easy. And what's, you know, again, codecs, as we all know, it's like as soon as someone says codec or right, you go, ugh. Oh God, I don't even want to do this anymore. I'm not interested. You don't have to really deal with that because VLC has all that stuff built in. There's almost nothing that you can throw at it that it's going to confuse it. Now, I want to read one of the funniest App Store reviews I've read in a while. I won't attribute it to anybody for obvious reasons, but I thought it was funny. So here we go. This is my dramatic reading. iPad 32 gigabyte Wi-Fi, $5.99. Verizon Fios, $80 a month. The ability to watch torrent downloaded movies without converting first, priceless. There are many people who buy movies from the App Store. For everyone else, there's VLC.
Should mention that it does not, unlike VLC Player on Windows and Mac, play Flash. It's not a secret way to get Flash playing on your iPad. There are also some formats that the desktop VLC plays that the iPad really can't, like Matryoshka, MKV files. But for a lot of files, it is really a great solution.
Yeah, it opens up your world of file formats by the thousand.
Mine's related too. You know, this is this program ZumoCast. Also free. I mentioned this on Mac Break Weekly as my pick. What happens is you run the ZumoCast client on your desktop. You can run it on a Mac or a PC, and it makes multimedia files on your desktop computers available, oddly enough, on your iPad, even over the internet. So it doesn't just have to be the LAN. So there's a free client for the iPad, a free desktop client. You need to run both for ZumoCast to work. You'll keep a ZumoCast running on your desktop and then launch it on your iPad, and you can see all the files that are on your desktop. You see, I can see my MacBook Pro at home and my studio here, and I can play back movies, pictures, even iTunes Music over the network, both internet and LAN, using ZumoCast on the iPad. So like VLC, it's a way to play a broader multitude of file types and have access, which is really nice, have access to data that you wouldn't normally have access to without synchronizing. It's not exactly Wi-Fi syncing, but we're getting close to Wi-Fi syncing. It's internet playback, I guess, on the iPad, ZumoCast. Now, that was the one I was going to do, but Sarah Lane, while the show...
Well, you did just do it.
Yeah, while the show was going on,
yeah.
Something very important
happened.
How do
you know that this happened? Because how are we doing the show and you know, but I don't know?
Dan from our chat room.
Oh, Dan in chat.
He said, watch out, Leo. You know I'm a big We Rule fanatic, but there's a problem with We Rule. I've gotten to the end of the line. I'm already to level 40. Oh. I've got as many big as a castle as I possibly can.
Thanks you a know, lot, Dan.
I can add the new buildings as they add them. So I was a little sad. I was thinking, well, what am I going to do now that I've kind of conquered We Rule? Well, good news. We City is here. They also have We Farm, but We City just came out. If you liked the kind of medieval... Oh, I better hide my password here as I log in. If you like the medieval theme of We Rule and you didn't want to do farming, which is kind of what obviously We Farm does, kind of like Farmville, this is going to give you an urban experience.
I think this actually might be more up my alley.
Really? You're a city kid.
I grew up on a farm. I don't want a farm. On my iPad, but I like to pretend I'm a cosmopolitan woman.
So I just wanted to mention, well, I'm still logging into Plus. It uses the Plus system. NG Moco does this. Mm-hmm. They're out of San Francisco. We ought to go down there and interview them sometime. Because We Rule is a huge success. If you haven't played it, it's a lot of fun on the iPad. Look, these are not exactly gaming games. They're more like kind of soothing things you do in your spare time.
Well, yeah, when you're unwinding.
I am Chief Twit, by the way, if you want to friend me on We City or We Rule, and I'm going to start my city real soon, as soon as it comes up. Dum-dum-dum-dum. They're probably, they're getting the new content, so that might take a little bit of while. Just came, and they both on We Rule, We Farm, and We City, they do in-game updates all the time with new buildings and so forth. It's free, but the key on all of these games is, if you
buy the goods.
They want you to spend real money to go faster.
And you told me that you spent over $100 playing We Rule.
Yeah, it's probably
so that is something to take into consideration. This is a gambling addiction.
No, it isn't. It isn't. I can stop anytime. No, seriously, I think part of the game, and I try to make this the game, is to see how far you can go without ever spending any cash.
Yes.
It's a little slower, but it's satisfying to beat the system.
Also sounds like a gambling addiction.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. I'm up. I got a problem.
I'm up.
I haven't even spent a dollar yet.
Yeah, I'm up. I'm winning. We City just came out, and I will be setting up We City. Oh, and if you watch the show on your iPad, and you know you can do that, and I really should give more credit to Craig Mullaney, who is Houdini7 in our chat room of Shift Key Software. He does that great Twit app for the iPad. He has had a big update to it. So you can watch our show on your iPad. It's got video. It's got access to the chat room, the complete calendar. And if you're on 3G, you can listen in audio-only mode because Apple does require Wi-Fi for video. So there's the calendar, there's the chat room, and the audio. Or video if you're on a Wi-Fi network. Big update to Twit, the app. It's 99 cents in the App Store. Free on the iPhone, but I encouraged Craig to charge for the app on the iPad because he should make a little money. He puts a lot of work into this, mm-hmm. and it really is. He's done a fantastic job.
If you don't have the Twit app, get it now.
Yeah, because you can watch us do this live. We do it live every Thursday at 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 Eastern Time, 20:30 UTC at live.twit.tv. You can tune in and watch us have some fun.
Lot of fun. We're wearing fezes on our heads. People.
How often?
How many shows do you know?
Outside of Turkey.
Outside of Turkey, of course. That would give you something like this. Something
even,
that's
even
glorious.
In Turkey, they don't have the Twit hats.
No. These are custom.
How can people, if they have suggestions, tips, questions, how can they reach us, Sarah?
iPad today at twit.tv is the way to get a hold of us. We're really nice. We look at every email. We don't have a chance to respond to everyone.
And when she says we, she means her.
Yeah, well, it's me. Leo's a, you know, he's
I don't
busy
look at your mail.
And he plays a lot of We Rule.
Somebody's got to keep this city.
You've got plenty to do.
I built this city on iPad. I built this city. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Did you say the phone number in the email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Thank you, everybody.
He's thinking about Wee City.
I'm busy. I gotta lay some pipe here.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
On iPad today.
What did I just say?
I don't know. It was some sort of a backward Turkish language.